Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and right now, you're hearing a band called Organized Chaos. They're one of several acts who are going to be performing at the Little Owl Festival at Audubon Acres in East Brainerd. This outdoor event will also include storytellers, art exhibitors, craft vendors, children's activities, and much more. All proceeds from the festival benefit the Chattanooga Audubon Society, which is a nonprofit that's preserving more than 500 acres of natural habitats in this area. Audubon Acres is Chattanooga's oldest wildlife sanctuary, and festival organizer Ray Zimmerman joins us today. Ray, welcome to Around and About.
Thank you.
First of all, let's talk about Audubon Acres. Some people might think of it as just a bird sanctuary, and there are plenty of birds and owls and different types of wildlife out there, but there's a lot more to it than that. There's more than 5 miles of trails and a place called Spring Frog Cabin. Spring Frog Cabin, it was built, I believe, in the 1700s, wasn't it?
I believe so. It's attributed to a person named Spring Frog. I'm not sure of the accuracy of that. It's been questioned since.
One of those things that may be history or maybe just be apocryphal.
Maybe folklore.
Yeah.
But it is a historic cabin with a lot of objects exhibited from days gone by. It's got a working fireplace, and it certainly played a role in the establishment of Audubon Acres in Chattanooga, Audubon.
What do you do today? What is your mission?
Okay, their mission is to create an awareness and conservation of both historical and natural resources and cultural resources. And, you know, to speak authoritatively might not be easy for me because I'm only a board member as of about a month ago. But I've done volunteer work there over a number of years.
And Audubon Acres, there's another place there that's also got quite a bit of history there, Little Owl Village. What is that?
That's a historic and prehistoric Native American site that you really can't see. It's on a distant part of the property. It's a bit of a hike to get there, so we won't be touring that area. But it is important historically, and there have been a number of artifacts found there, and some are displayed at the visitor center at the Audubon Sanctuary.
And so the Little Owl Village, I am assuming that's the inspiration for the name Little Owl Festival?
It is. Yeah, it's actually not named after the animal, but we do get a lot of questions about owls being a center.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Ray Zimmerman about the Little Owl Festival, which is coming up Saturday, May 23rd, featuring arts and crafts, vendors, food, and live performances. It kicks off at 11 a.m. with storytelling and puppetry for children. Throughout the day, 7 musical acts will perform, and Michael Gray is going to be the MC. Gray is the host of the River City Sessions, a live concert series at the Camp House, which is also broadcast here on WUTC, so you may have heard that here. Many of the performers at Little Owl have also been featured at the River City Sessions. For example, one of the performers is Robin Burke.
Robin plays wooden flutes and handpan, which is a unique version of steel drum. But instead of being hammered, it's turned down and played with the hand. And it's just incredibly beautiful, soothing music.
And the Driftless, that's a bluegrass Americana kind of act. What can you tell me about them?
Okay, the main force behind Driftless is Megan Sanders, originally from California. She had a band there, recorded, I think, 2 CDs, and moved here and formed a new band, The Driftless.
I fear I never listened to her lessons for all the whiskey and gambling that I crave. You know I've got trouble, I've got trouble on my mind.
They've performed at River City Sessions, They've performed at other venues here in Chattanooga, and it's beautiful, beautiful music.
I've got trouble, I've got trouble on my mind.
Jeff and Marcy Paulson are the third act up, and they were, possibly still are, part of a band called Tin Cup Rattlers. And that's very Appalachian folk kind of music. I really enjoy hearing that. And, of course, finishing with Organized Chaos.
That should be a really interesting show, Organized Chaos.
A high-energy finish. they are a very eclectic group. Two of the musicians play the didgeridoo, and one of the main musicians, Joe Rodolfo, plays the sitar and banjo. He has a sitar made by the same craftsman who made George Harrison's sitar. It's going to be a great concert.
Owl Music and Arts Festival will take place Saturday, May 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Audubon Acres. And just a note, the festival was originally supposed to happen in April, but was rescheduled due to bad weather, so it's coming up Saturday, May 23rd. Ray Zimmerman and I didn't even get a chance to cover everything that's happening at the festival. There are more musical acts and other activities going on, so more information is at ChattanoogaAudubon.org. Or search for the Little Owl Music and Arts Festival on Facebook to get the latest updates. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.